Hey, builders. Jason here. Before we get started, I just wanted to remind you that you can do something super awesome for me, and that would be to go to this website. Go to grandgamersguild.com/pre-orders. Why? Why would you go there? Maybe because you want to pre-order something like Unreal Estate. But hey, you can check out Unreal Estate. The pre-orders close on May 15th, so it's really important that if you want to get in there pre-orders, and here's how to make it even cooler, just FYI. You can also get Stroop, which is a super sweet game. Designed by Jonathan Shaver and, is also published by Grand Gamers Guild. And, you can save like $11 if you buy both on shipping, if you get the bundle. So, save $11 on shipping. Yeah. You can also get the Gothic Estates expansion. And this is, I probably shouldn't even be telling you this. That's not going to be in retail, but because it's a pre-order, you can actually get it. And let me tell you what, the Gothic Estates expansion is awesome. I know because I designed it. So you should get that. Anyways, on with the show. And now here comes Rob.
You're listening to Building the Game with Rob and Jason.
It's Building the Game with Jason and Rob. For tabletop game design, you really can't go wrong. Building the game, yeah, building the game.
Hello and welcome to Building the Game, a documentary podcast. Today's Monday. It's May 8th. It's 2017. This is episode 258. I'm Rob. That's Jason.
Hello.
There. Yeah. So that's us.
It's us.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
This is a short episode.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. If only. We could do like 100 episodes a week if this were the case.
If they were that fast.
Probably too many. But yeah. Like, whoa, you guys just hit my stream with a bunch of episodes. What's going on? Yeah. You know, it's the short version.
Yeah, we wanted to get our download numbers up, so, yeah, you know. We're posting 7 episodes a week from now on, and they're all going to be 5 minutes long.
That's a little long. How about 3 minutes?
All right, 3 minutes.
Well, how long is the opener and the closer combined? Like 2 minutes?
I wouldn't say it's that long. I'd say it's probably a full minute to a minute 15.
Okay, so maybe a 2-minute episode then.
Yeah.
It's a little safer.
Yeah. That sounds right. That sounds pretty good. Builders, what do you think? How's that sound?
Builders, why don't you answer us right now? Live tweet the show like Seth Jaffe.
Yeah.
But he does it after the fact. But hey, that's okay. I actually enjoy when somebody's listening and they're like tweeting about it. That cracks me up.
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. So we're back from Florida.
Yeah.
That was an adventure.
Came back to some sweet weather here.
Yeah, it's cold and nasty. It was in the 40s today, the low 40s.
Spoiler alert, in Florida, it's neither cold nor nasty.
Well, let me tell you a funny story. So this weekend, I was cleaning up the garage because we moved last fall and I didn't do anything with the garage all winter because it's in Michigan, it's cold in the winter.
It's true.
So since the weather got nicer, or I should say less crappy, I've been spending some Saturdays in the garage. And one of the things that I needed to do was I needed to mount my vise to a surface in there.
It's important to have a vise mounted to a surface. It's not really much better than a paperweight or a bludgeoning tool.
If it's not mounted securely.
If it's not mounted to something, yes.
Right. So I had to run to Lowe's and get some bolts to fasten it down. And I went and I got those bolts and I went up to the checkout line. There were two bros that were
bros.
They were definitely bros.
What's up, bro?
They were working checkout lines next to each other, and they were chatting about something. And I walk up and I was like, "Oh, hey, man!" And the checkout guy said, "Hey, let me ask you a question."
I love when that happens.
Yeah, and I said, "Okay." And he said, "What's the trash of America?" And I looked at him, and I looked at the guy next to him who was looking at me kind of hopefully, and I said, I don't understand the question. And he said, Florida or Louisiana, which is worse? And I laughed so hard that I almost cried, because that was the last question I could have ever expected to get from two bros at a checkout line at Lowe's.
Right.
And so the obvious answer is, Jason... The correct answer, Jason.
So this is what's hard for me is I would say Florida, But given the opportunity and how being forced to live in Louisiana or Florida, I would pick Florida every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Over Louisiana?
Yes. But what? I still think Florida is trashier.
Yeah,
why?
Well, yeah.
Why? Have you been to Louisiana?
No, actually, I haven't.
Because I have, okay. And I don't want to live there. You know why? Because that whole state is like underwater,
oh,
basically.
Well,
like it's below sea level.
Okay,
there are monsters, basically, in the woods, also known as alligators.
Sure.
You know, you got to chew them and stuff, as the guys say.
Yeah.
And I just, no.
Well, but that wasn't the question. The question was, what is the trash of
America? Oh, then Florida,
so
for sure.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. So that is
by
the correct answer.
By a long way.
That is the correct answer. There is no other answer other than Florida.
No other answer other than
and
Florida.
And so the guy who was checking me out, like, pumped his fist and said, yeah, told you, dude. Yeah. Yeah. And the other guy was like, ah, but, oh, man, Florida, Miami's nice. And I was like, yeah, have you been to Jacksonville? Come on, man.
It's the worst.
It's like, my uncle lives in Jacksonville. Yeah, he doesn't like it very much.
He shouldn't. You should say your uncle is a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Stand-up guy.
So that was an unexpected adventure there at Lowe's for me.
I love that.
I enjoyed it. It was funny. These guys were totally the kinds of dudes, though, that would ask that question of a complete stranger.
Right. And worry that, like, well, here's the good news, right? This is the good news.
Uh-huh.
If, say, you were from one of those states, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They give you an option.
Sure.
It's not like they said, hey, so Florida is the trashiest state in the union, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In which case, if you're from Florida, now you're mad, right?
Yeah.
I've run into that before when I've been like, Ohio sucks, right? And then people are like, mm-hmm. I like Ohio. And I'm like,
so I
know you like Ohio.
Yeah. I'm glad that they asked me about at least one of the two states that I'm familiar with, right? Like, if they had said, what's the trash of America, South Dakota or Idaho? I would have said, dude, I don't know. I don't care. Those are places I have never been.
So when you say Idaho, no, Udaho, and then you just walk away.
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty cool if I'd said, yeah. All right. Now I'm going to keep that in my pocket.
Just in case someone ever asks you about Idaho.
Yeah.
And you don't have a good answer.
Right. That's in my pocket now. I'm going to keep that for next time, just in case.
I used to have a t-shirt that said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. True story.
Idaho, no, Udaho.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
It was good.
That would have made those guys a day too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they, oh man. So, yeah. I was reminded of that show I like, Impractical Jokers, that I've talked about before.
Yeah, yeah,
they do a bit where, like, they'll each be, they're standing behind like a checkout counter or something, like a meat counter, and somebody will walk them and they're like, hey, you got a second to settle a bet for us?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, and the person that they always at that point says yes, right? Because I'm sure they've cut out people that have said no.
Sure, right.
So the guy's like, yeah, sure. And he's like, and then they both have earpieces in, and there's four of the guys, right? So the guy will say, what's worse? And then, like, the guy will feed him what he has to say.
Uh-huh.
And then they have to defend themselves, right? So anyways, that was immediately what I thought of, like, help us settle a bet here, right?
Yeah,
that was,
yeah.
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, so that
was a fun adventure. Yeah. And there's a rock and gem show in Kalamazoo this coming weekend. So I don't know if Josiah's into rocks.
They're minerals, Rob. They're minerals.
Well, the show, it's called a rock and gem show. That's what they're calling it. It should be a gem and mineral show.
Right.
I agree, but it's the,
damn it, Marie, they're minerals. That's just, anytime someone says right. rock, that's what I think of.
But no, it's actually called a rock and gem show. Kalamazoo, thing. Yeah. So I don't know. Christine and I will probably go to that because I like rocks. Rocks are neat.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
You know, I don't know if Josiah is into rocks. If he's not now, he will be.
You know what he's into right now?
What's he into right now?
Dwarf planets.
For real?
Yeah.
He really likes Pluto?
Pluto? Dude, what is this? First grade?
Uh-huh.
No, Pluto, man. No, he's walking around explaining to people about Cirrus, Haumea, Koror.
Oh.
I can't remember them all, but he sure can.
Yeah.
He's like, the one that's like starts with numbers, Dad. It's like a new one they found. They haven't named yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Maki Maki. That's another one.
Maki Maki.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know about
right,
all these.
Right. Haumea is shaped like an egg. He was explaining that to people.
Huh.
Yeah.
These are Kuiper Belt objects?
No, these are out past... Kuiper Belt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, yeah.
I'm thinking Asteroid Belt, which is between. But no, the Kuiper Belt. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They are... what do they call them? Like, yeah. I don't remember. Something Neptunian objects or something.
Trans-Neptunian?
It might be that, but they're in the Kuiper Belt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, and they keep finding more because our technology has gotten so good at it.
Sure,
and he's very excited because just recently there was another article talking about how some scientists are mounting pretty good evidence that there's a
planet X,
planet nine, as they're calling it now,
right,
because
they
think it's the size of Neptune.
Right. Yeah, because mathematically, gravitational measurements and things, they can math. The math says that it's out there,
but the math also says good luck finding it.
Yeah.
Because
right. It's so far away, the light of the sun barely reaches it.
Well, I want to say that it's farther from the sun. It's farther from Pluto than Pluto is from the sun,
yeah,
I want to say.
That sounds right.
So, like, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you know, people say, well, you could find planets in other solar systems. Why can't you find them here? Well, that's different, right?
Yeah.
You find those by looking at the sun and looking at the wobble as the flicker happens, right?
Right.
You can't do that with a big dark mass, which they think would probably be blue, much like Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just out there. Like, so maybe we could find it, but, you know, it's really hard.
Sure, yeah. Have you been looking at the pictures that Cassini's been sending back from Jupiter? Man, that's
Saturn, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Saturn. Yeah, sorry.
Because it's gonna crash into Saturn.
It is.
Right?
It like any time now, any day now. It's gonna be.
Makes me sad, but yeah.
Yeah, but no. Some of those photos are unbelievable.
Yeah.
The hexagonal storm on the top of the planet,
I know,
with the big blue spot in the middle.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Space is cool.
The stuff that the generational leap between when we were kids to now and what we've been able to do with seeing planets is insane. I mean, I had actually forgotten this because it's almost always an artist rendering you see of Pluto, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the best picture of Pluto we had was like 10 pixels across, right?
Right.
And it was this little fuzzy thing. And now not only Pluto, we've got real pictures of Cirrus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we can see what that looks like. And with the little white spot thing on it,
that's
that was
cool.
All an enigma. And like, oh my gosh, how can people not be excited about space travel?
I know. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and having a poster over my bed of the planets.
Right.
And
just highly inaccurate now.
Oh yeah, it was terrible, right? You know, I mean the even Saturn was barely a photo, you know? It was mostly a cleaned up artist's an artist had cleaned up a crappy photo of Saturn, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Do you remember this? Do you remember my very excellent mother sent us 9 pizzas?
Yeah, Wyatt Lynn, my educated mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Yeah.
But now it's my very educated, we've been saying missing very. My very
educated.
Did you?
My very excellent. Sorry. Yeah.
My very educated mother just served us nothing because Pluto's gone. My very educated mother
Pluto.
Just served us nothing.
I mean, you could basically count dwarf planets now. I mean, like, because it's a thing, right? Pluto wasn't a planet, and then they said, well, it's a dwarf planet. But now dwarf planets are a thing.
But
there are more dwarf planets, Rob, than there are planets.
Well, but like, all the astronomers are saying that dwarf planet's just a marketing term, right? It's just so people don't feel bad about Pluto.
But what would dwarf planets actually then?
They're just, you know, artifacts from the Kuiper Belt. That's all they are.
But we don't consider, I mean,
no.
Well, dwarf planet's a new classification.
It's marketing. If you ask Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's like, Pluto's not a planet. It's not even a dwarf planet. It's just a rock. Get over it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's kind of a jerk, though, sometimes.
He's also totally BA.
He is, but then he's also kind of a jerk sometimes about stuff.
Well, you know.
Like, it's 50-50.
He's
sometimes
a scientist.
I'm like, I love that guy. And other times I'm like, what a jerk.
He's a scientist. He doesn't have to be nice. He's just to be honest.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's science, man. Science is a jerk.
You can't tell me there's not a difference between Pluto and an asteroid in the Kuiper Belt.
There are asteroids in the Kuiper Belt that are bigger than Pluto. There are Kuiper Belt objects that are bigger than Pluto.
Yeah, they're dwarf planets.
Yeah, well, they're nothing. That's the thing. That's the thing.
I disagree. Pluto is round. Like, when you think of an asteroid, right, you think of a big hunk of rock.
It just happens to be round.
It doesn't happen to be round. It happened that way because of its size and its makeup.
Yeah, but I mean, it is more likely to be round, but it doesn't mean that it has to be round.
Well, I mean, they don't have to be round, but just saying.
Anyway, Pluto's not a planet.
I didn't say it is. It's a dwarf planet. There's a difference.
That's just something that a marketing team from NASA dreamed up to make you feel better.
A marketing team from NASA? Yeah, that's their strong suit.
NASA has a marketing team, absolutely.
I know. I'm just saying. It's not like that's exactly their strong
suit. I don't know. It probably wasn't NASA. It was some international board or something.
Right.
It was like, we don't want to piss the world off, so let's call it a dwarf planet. But that doesn't mean anything. Whatever. Just don't worry about it. We all know. It'll be okay.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's a jerk. More like Neil deAss Tyson.
Oh, burn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
Yeah.
Deal with it, Neil.
Sick burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, the things we talk about.
I know, right?
Yeah. Hey, did we talk about the fact that I've seen Doctor Strange now? Did we talk about that?
No, because I haven't.
Okay. All right.
Is it good?
It's pretty good, yeah.
I heard that it was pretty decent.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So. I've watched that on an airplane recently. I also watched Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That was pretty good, too.
Oh, did you download those, or did you just actually watch them on the airplane?
No, I downloaded them. Okay. Yeah, right.
Because that airplane, they had...
Yeah. Actually, I watched those when I flew to Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
On the flight to Florida, I watched Arrival.
Yeah, how was that?
It was all right.
I heard it's really good, but...
Yeah, it was all right. You know, it was a thing. It's all right. Mm-hmm. And on the way back, I watched The Magnificent Seven, the remake.
Oh, how was that?
It was...
That just seemed like it was just going to be a Western...
It was unnecessary. Yeah. It wasn't bad, but it was completely unnecessary.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've watched some stuff recently, but I was trying to think of what it was. I watched the first episode of American Gods.
Oh, yeah.
That was all right.
Yeah?
It's weird, which mm-hmm. I expected. I've not read the book. But it's weird.
Okay. And I read the book. The book is supremely weird, but I really enjoyed it.
Ian McShane is Ian McShane, right? He's fantastic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm excited because the first episode, there's not a lot. You meet Mad Sweeney.
Okay. It's been a long time since I read the book.
He's good, right? Okay. Like he was fun. But later in the series, you get to start to meet some of the other ones and. I've seen some clips, just like some promos for like the random other gods. And I watched a clip today of Orlando Jones, right? Orlando Jones, really?
Yeah, where'd that guy go?
Oh my gosh. It's really good. Yeah. Like I was shocked. Yeah. So,
Yeah, you know, I recently rewatched The Time Machine with Guy Pearce. Guy Pearce?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Orlando Jones was in that too. Rewatched that because I was like one of those moments where I was like, hey, whatever happened to Orlando Jones? Didn't he make that Time Machine movie? I like Time Machine. I should watch that.
Nope.
That's a bad movie. Don't watch that movie.
He was really in that? Did he direct that or something?
No, he was the library computer in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was during his brief surge to fame.
Oh, yeah.
That
Make Seven Up Yours. That was him, right? Wasn't that him?
I think so.
Yeah. I think that's how he got famous.
Sounds right. That movie is not good.
No, The Time Machine, I watched that. It was terrible. It was pretty honest to the source material, I thought. And like when I read the source material of the whole 800,000 years in the future, blah, 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 like underground people, like that was stupid.
Oh, yeah, it's dumb.
Like
it's...
super. I mean, I expected more out of H.G. Wells. I haven't really read many H.G. Wells books, but yeah. I guess I just thought it was going to be cooler than that.
Yeah,
that
no, don't expect more than that.
Okay.
I mean, it was Victorian era fiction, man. It was...
That sounded dumb is what it sounded like.
Yeah. I mean, they are of a time.
D-U-M. Dumb.
They were... it's of a very specific time in history.
It was dumb.
And you should not expect more from that fiction. I was surprised they didn't do more to update it, frankly.
Yeah, I think that might have been a good idea. Jeremy Irons is the bad guy, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I like Jeremy Irons. We were talking... earlier this week, you and I about
we talked sometimes
doing a commentary track.
We did. We talked about that. Yes.
Yeah, and like in your booth down here where we record, you've got a TV right there.
Turns out it's just right there. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
it's turned off.
It is TV off. There's a red light, and the red light means it's off,
which is boggling. But it's
I don't
true.
Know. We were laughing. We were joking about recording commentary tracks for some board game movies, and we could think of exactly four. We thought of Jumanji, Zathura, Dungeons and Dragons, and then Mazes and Monsters.
Mazes and Monsters.
Which I've only seen like the first half of.
I think I've only seen the last half of it.
Yeah. So that would be fun to do. And I don't know. I'm curious what builders think of that.
Well, you said it's streaming. Mazes and Monsters streaming on Amazon. So what we
Amazon
would do
Prime,
is we would queue it up.
Yeah.
We would pause it. And then we'd say, okay, start now.
Yeah.
And you'd hit play. And then we would just talk through the movie. But we can't actually have the sound of the movie on here. So I guess we'd just pipe it through our headphones then?
We could figure something out.
Yeah.
I guess we couldn't have the sound playing, could we?
Right. Because you would hear it. So we could, though, just pipe the sound into our headphones.
Yeah. I'm sure we could make that work.
Well, we just plug it into the TV. We have the splitter.
Yeah. I'm sure we can make that work, yeah.
So anyways, I kind of love that idea.
I do too. I don't know, builders, what do you guys think? Would that be a fun bonus episode to throw up? It would be a bonus episode. It would not be
It would not be a normal episode. It would be a bonus episode.
And it kind of barely has anything to do with games, but it just sounds fun. So I kind of want to do it. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, we also, do you have something on your phone that you need to talk about here?
No, I was pulling up the emails and stuff to make sure I had them for next episode.
Gotcha. We do have something here in front of us.
We do.
Yeah. So instead of doing a topic today, Jason pulled this old game out of his closet. It's Milton Bradley's 50th anniversary edition of Go to the Head of the Class from 1986. So this game is now 31 years old.
And 31.
It's a trivia game. It has categories of subjects that are language, science, art and music, mathematics, history, literature, geography, final exam, study hall 1 and study hall 2. And then within each of those categories, we have student, scholar, and graduate, which I assume identifies difficulty.
And I assume we're going to do graduate because...
Well, yeah.
We're right. Adults, and if you're going to do trivia from 1986, that's wholly inaccurate.
Yeah. So, yeah, we thought it'd be fun to do 30-year-old trivia and ask each other some trivia questions. And I don't know, are we going to keep score?
Do you want to keep score?
We should keep score.
Let's keep score.
All right. So
how do we want to keep score?
I don't know. We should probably have a piece of paper to write something
okay,
on.
Okay, I'll grab a piece of paper.
Okay. All right. So ready to do scoring. So I think we should take turns with the same subject, right? So we should start at language and then science and arts and music. It's all the way down.
Okay.
Okay. And we're doing scholar, you said.
Yep.
So
yep.
Do you want to ask first?
It was... So, okay.
Or
so
graduate, sorry.
Let me just
graduate.
See how... I guess if we stick to... I'll ask the five top questions. We'll do graduate, I thought.
Graduate, okay, yeah. Okay.
I'll ask the five top questions up here. You didn't say that, did you?
Nope.
And you ask the five bottom questions.
Okay.
Because then there's no way we're going to see
it.
We're
going to do five from each category? I thought we'd do one from each category.
Oh, okay. Let's do more than one.
All right, three then. Because five's a lot.
That's fair.
Yeah. Let's do three from each, okay.
All right.
So this is language?
Yeah, and we don't get to choose. We just do the first three.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
First one. What is the abbreviation for Boulevard?
BLVD.
Yeah, that was really easy.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that hasn't changed. And we are going with the old answer, right? So, like, if something is new and you say it wrong,
it's
the old answer.
Right, yeah. If
Boulevard was suddenly BLD, you lost, but it's not.
So, and I mean...
One for Rob.
Yeah, okay.
The word morose means... A, gloomy. B, unintelligent. C, overweight.
A.
These are really
super easy.
Okay. Ooh, this one might be a little harder for you.
Okay.
What does the United States Marine Corps motto, Semper Fidelis, mean?
Ooh, Semper Fi.
For the record, I did know this one.
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, boy, it's like something like always together or something. Always a team or something to that effect, but I just don't know.
So you're going to give up on that one?
Yeah, I have to.
Always faithful.
Always faithful.
Semper means always. Fidelis means faithful.
So, all right. Well, I was pretty close.
Bottom left. No, you did fine. Oh, we can even fold the page over and then we can't see.
Bottom right, you mean?
Yep, bottom, yeah.
Okay.
No, do me the bottom left. It'd be great.
No. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Question. In Italian, it's arrivederci. In English, it's blank. Arrivederci.
Goodbye?
Correct.
Oh, good. I was really nervous it was something else.
Ooh, this is a good one. What part of speech is the word under? What part of speech might say what kind of word? What part of speech is the word under?
I'm really bad at this. Like, so bad at this. So it's describing something. It's under. That'd be a... oh my gosh, what is the name of that? Oh, I keep wanting to say adverb. But it's not. It's describing a noun. Ad noun. I'm pretty sure it's not a word.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Adverb. I don't know. I know that's wrong.
No, it's preposition.
Preposition. Why can't it just be called an ad noun? Would that not be so much easier? Go ahead.
It would be. Okay, last one. What kind of words are toot, did, and pop. I can spell them if you like.
Oh, onomatopoeia?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, palindromes.
Oh, I was thinking like buzz and, yeah, you know, like, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Toot and pop, yes, but did would not be.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I just heard toot and pop and stopped listening.
Yeah, toot and pop.
Palindromes. Yeah, yeah. I know what palindromes are.
All right. All right. So after first round, it's 2-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Language is not my strong suit. So, all right.
So
science.
Science. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah, so, all right. The change in frequency of a sound or light wave as an object moves closer, oh, I hate you, closer or farther from the observer is the example of this.
The Doppler effect.
Yeah, there was multiple choice. I was not even giving that to you. Right. You suck. I feel like your questions are getting easier. Ants live on, dude, if mine are hard at the bottom, we're swapping next
time.
Okay,
that's fine. That's fine.
Ants live on all continents except one. Name it.
Antarctica.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Shocked. What is energy in motion?
Kinetic energy.
Yeah. Also multiple choice.
Yeah.
This is unfair.
Okay. All right.
These better not be so terrible.
All right. Let's see. Okay. These are probably kind of hard. Yeah. Okay. The process by which an animal can grow new body parts is called blank.
Regeneration?
Correct. Good. True or false?
Oh, great. 50-50.
A screw is a kind of inclined plane. True or false?
True.
Correct. Good.
Thank you, Big Bang Theory.
All right.
That's literally the only reason why I know that. They make a joke about being screwed.
All right. This is a multiple choice. In the United States, he developed a method for quick freezing food. A, W.H. Carruthers. B, Samuel Beatrice. Or C, Clarence Birdseye.
Clarence Birdseye.
Correct. Birdseye Foods.
Yep. All right.
Good. All right. So, all right. I think we're okay.
Yeah.
I think we're okay. All right.
I think the language ones are just harder for me, so I don't think that.
All right. So, next page.
Arts and music.
Arts and music.
This is no doubt going to just be great. Okay. Well, the first question is super easy. An album goes platinum when it sells how many copies?
Oh. You know, I'm not sure I know that. I would have to say a million.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Name the three B's of classical music.
The three B's of classical music.
Yep.
Beethoven, Bach, and,
got the easy ones.
Yeah. I want to say it wouldn't be Bolero, cause that's the name of a work, not a composer. Beethoven, Bach, and, trying to think of all the other composers I know. In fact, there's a Monty Python song called Decomposing Composers where they just sing the names of a bunch of different composers, so I'm kind of singing that through, and I don't think it's going to come to me in time here. I know we didn't have a time limit, but I want to be fair.
You better decide now.
Yeah.
I'll count you down. 3, 2, one.
I don't know. I don't have it.
Brahms. I would have gotten Bach and Beethoven and totally not gotten
Brahms.
Okay, this is an easy one for you. What is Pablo Picasso's nationality?
He's Spanish, isn't he?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right.
This is kind of awesome. This is Builders, fun. I don't know if you're having fun, but we're having a great time.
This has been super easy. All right. Jackson Pollock was a symphony conductor, B, the inventor of the synthesizer, or C, a painter.
Okay.
Okay, this one I would not know.
Okay, all right. Ooh.
Who was the Waltz King? The Waltz King.
Oh my gosh. I know who the Polka King is. But just because I don't know the Waltz King, I'm going to say the Polka King in case I get him confused. Okay. Is it Lawrence Welk?
I don't know. I don't.
Oh no, he's not the Waltz King though, right?
No, no. I don't know. I don't know. Lawrence. I wouldn't call him the. Was he?
Lawrence Welk, I'm pretty sure, was polka.
Okay, I don't know. Johann Strauss is the Waltz King.
Oh, I've heard of Johann Strauss.
I have too, but I would not have known that. No. Yeah. Okay. This one, I think you could get. I think you get this one. All right. Poet Robert Burns wrote what popular annual song?
Auld Lang Syne?
Yep.
Hey.
Good.
It is now Rob 7, Jason 6. Ooh. So tight game. Tight game.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
Next is...
Oh, no, this isn't. I was thinking this is the top of an inning here.
Oh.
If we're speaking of baseball. This is mathematics. Oh, gosh.
Okay, all right. We're both going to probably... No phones allowed, right?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Who is considered the father of geometry?
Is it Pythagoras?
No. That's a great guess, though. It's Euclid. Euclidean geometry.
Of course
geometry,
it is. Of
which
course.
Is great. I never would have thought of that, but as soon as someone says it, you're like, oh, of course. Stupid.
Yep.
On the right triangle, what side is opposite of the right angle?
Oh man, that's not the hypotenuse, is it?
Is that your guess?
That's got to be my guess.
Yes,
it is. Okay.
Wow.
Oh boy,
I'm just over here getting high on hypotenuse.
That's a strain.
Yeah.
Euclidean hypotenuse.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well, here's an actual question that involves math.
Oh.
I would not get this. There's no way.
All right.
Subtract the square root of 49 from the square root of 64.
So the square root of... Square root of 49.
I don't even...
From the square root.
Know how to do square roots. So
64. So the square root of 64 is 4, I think. I think the square root of 64 is 4.
If you get this right, I'll be shocked.
And 49.
Also a little tick because I have a chance
I'm
to catch you.
I'm going to say the answer is 1.
Yes.
Yes, because the square root of 49 would be 3. Yep.
All right.
Yep. There it is.
I got some catching up to do. I need to get all 3 for us to be tied here.
Okay. All right. All right. Ooh. All right, I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, come on.
88% is what fraction reduced to its lowest terms? 88% is what fraction reduced to lowest terms?
So 88%, would that be 88 out of 100?
Correct.
Yeah, so
reduce that.
Oh, so reduce that to its lowest terms?
Lowest fraction.
Can I use paper?
No.
I could probably do it with paper. Okay. I do know how to do this.
You're halfway there already.
So I'm going to talk out loud when I do it. Okay, so 8 doesn't go into 100. Damn it. Because I had that. If 8 went into 100, I was square, but it doesn't. So I have to find the lowest common denominator for both, right? Is that how math works? So lowest common denominator for both. Oh my God! You want the lowest or the highest?
The lowest. Reduced to its lowest terms.
So 88. 8 obviously goes in that 11 times, but then it doesn't go into, or does it? No, because that would be like 100. And could it be like 88 over like 100 and something? Because that'd be easier.
That'd be higher.
Okay. So what does 100 divides by? Lots of numbers. So, you know who's really ticked at me right now? Matt Loomis.
Oh,
who's
sure
already
a lot of
done
builders.
This in his head.
I'm sure a lot of builders are ticked right now.
So
it's tough.
All right. Yeah. So, oh my gosh. Does 12 go into 100? No? Oh my gosh. If I had a calculator, this would be like the easiest thing.
Yeah.
This is why we have calculators, just to be clear.
Okay.
All right, give me just one more minute here. If I can't figure it out, we can skip it.
Right.
So there's a way to do this.
There is.
I just don't. Do you know the way to do it?
I know the answer, and working my way backwards from it, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair.
But I would have struggled just like you if I didn't have the answer in front
of me. Okay, so let me just try and rationalize it then.
Yeah.
5/6.
No.
Okay.
All 22 right. over 25.
Oh.
You just take each number divided by 4, Right.
So, well, if I'd known that was the lowest common denominator, I would have done that, but I didn't. So, yeah. All right.
All right. Next one. Start with 13.
Okay. I have 13.
Triple it.
Okay. You're going to have to talk slow.
I am.
39. Okay.
Subtract 16.
23.
Subtract the number of sides of a decagon. What is the result?
13.
Correct.
Boom!
That was just simple adding, subtracting.
Well, a decagon, being a gamer, helped me there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right. What is the... Okay. What is the total cost of a $250 item that requires 7% sales tax? This I could not do in my head.
Okay, I can do this in my head. So a $250 item, right?
Yep.
So let's break it down to hundreds. So for every 100, it's going to be $7.
Okay.
So that would mean $14, and then half of that would be $350. So $1,750, $267.50.
Great.
Oh!
Nice. Nicely done.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So
I actually can do math like that. I mean, it's still, you're still ahead by
still
one.
Still ahead by one.
Nine to eight. And how many more do we have to go here?
I don't know. This is history.
History. All right. Oh, we still have a ways to go.
Do we? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, folks.
All right.
I may not be pitching a game today. I think we're going to run out of time. I promise I'll pitch it next week. I promise. All right. All right. Okay. History. What great ruler is best remembered for his legal code? Oh, come on. What great Babylonian ruler is best known for his legal code?
Wait.
There's choices.
Okay. I'm going to need choices because it's not coming to me off the top of my head.
So easy. Menes, Tutankhamun, Hammurabi.
Oh, it's Hammurabi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Code of Hammurabi. Yeah. Right.
In the popular song of the times, runaway slaves were told to follow the drinking gourd.
Yeah. Big Dipper.
What?
Yeah.
You are getting the easy questions. I don't like this. Name the two. I hate you. Name the two leading city states of ancient Greece.
Athens and Rome.
No.
No. What?
Well, Rome is in Italy, bro.
Oh.
Athens and Sparta.
Sparta. Oh man, that was a rookie.
That was.
Oh.
You just got excited.
I got too cocky.
Now you're gonna have to wonder: did I make it sound so easy that you would just rush into?
Maybe.
No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
No, I really thought you'd know that.
On what hill was the Battle of Bunker Hill actually fought?
Bunker Hill?
No, Breed's Hill.
What, Reed's Hill?
Breed's Hill.
Would you have known that?
No.
Okay, no idea.
No. All right, I think these next two you're going to know, though.
Okay.
What large North American city stands on what was once the floating city of Tenochtitlan?
Mexico City.
Correct. What term describes a state of hostility between countries with no physical contact involved?
There's an easy answer in my head, but I feel like it's not that. Cold War?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Did you get all three there? Oh, no, we both got two.
Yeah,
so
both, yeah.
It is now 11 to 10.
11 to 10. All right. Okay.
All right.
Next category is
literature.
Literature. All right. I think I have a good chance here. I have an English degree after all.
Well, great.
So,
what U.S. city did Carl Sandburg call the hot dog butcher for the world?
Chicago.
Yes.
Okay.
That was a good guess based on Chicago dogs. Name the plantation in Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind.
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
The name of the plantation.
Yeah.
Jeez. No, I have no idea.
Tara.
T-A-R-A.
Like a name. Like what?
Yeah, nope.
Okay.
Not in my head at all.
All right, this next one is a toss-up. Okay. I think I might have known this, but it's hard because I can see the answer. So the 19th century novel... Oh, this 19th century novel was subtitled A Tale of Life Among the Lowly.
A Tale of Life Among the Lowly. 18th century or 19th?
19th century. 19th century.
A Tale Among the Lowly? Is it of Mice and Men?
A Tale of Life Among the Lowly.
A Life. Okay, no, I'm sorry, not Mice and Men. 19th century. Oh boy. A Tale of Life Among the Lowly. Oh boy. Tale of Two Cities?
Good guess. Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Oh.
Which I've heard of. I've never read, but no, I don't think I would have gotten it.
I read that in high school, but I don't remember that subtitle at all. Okay. Oh, well. All right. Complete the proverb. Complete the proverb, rather. All right. Necessity is the blank of blank.
Mother of invention?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Check me out.
Okay. Tracy Kidder won the Pulitzer Prize for his book, The Soul of a New Blank.
Man?
No. Machine, I would not have gotten that.
Oh, gosh, no, yeah. I'm like, who's Tracy Kidder? I know Margot Kidder.
Different. And this one I don't think you're going to get. I would not know this. I would not even know. Yeah, this is a hard one. Yeah. This newspaper columnist wrote The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight and Table Money. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Jimmy Breslin. I have no idea.
I've heard the name before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. That was a hard one.
Yeah.
That was a hard one.
I'm destined to be one behind you. You flopped that one. And I was like, I can catch up. Nope. Still one behind you. All right. Geography.
Geography. All right. All right. This is it.
What state has the motto Eureka? I have found it.
Eureka, I have found it.
Eureka, and then saying that means I have found it.
Is it California?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I was like,
gold.
Come on,
I mean, right? Yeah, gold rush. It's got to be.
In the musical of the same name, what mythical Scottish city appears every 100 years? Totally know this one.
The musical of the same name, mythical Scottish city, appears every 100 years. Oh, I have no idea.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I did a lot of musical theater when I was younger, so.
Yeah, I did not. Clueless. No idea.
Brigadoon.
I thought that was a war thing.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's like this city in the woods.
All right.
This one, let's see how well you actually know your real geography.
Okay.
Because that was not geography.
No.
What city is farthest east? Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., or Hartford?
So Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., or Hartford, Connecticut.
Assuming you're correct here, I have no idea because it's not, it doesn't say.
I think it's Hartford.
It is Hartford.
Yeah, okay.
Good guess.
Because everybody thinks of D.C. being farther east, but the way that the East Coast actually tapers.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good question. You've got a good chance at knowing this one, though. Okay. The largest inland navigation system in North America. What is it?
What?
Name the largest inland navigation system in North America.
I guess I'm not sure what it's even looking for with that.
So inland navigation, I mean, like navigable waters is what it's talking about. Like canal system or whatever.
Oh. Well, the Great Lakes? St. Lawrence Seaway?
That's it. St. Lawrence Seaway.
They're all fucking connected.
I know. Yeah.
All right. I was going to say St. Lawrence Seaway, but...
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'll give that to you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This one, if you know this one, I'll be impressed because I would not have known this. Okay. Name the highest mountain in Europe.
In Europe. So they'd be in the...
Yeah, in Europe. That's a key thing.
European Alps? Is that the Swiss Alps? Would that be? oh my gosh, like the actual name of the mountain?
I would not have known this.
Mount Sabazio.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
No, it's Mount Blank. B-L-A-N-C. Oh,
I've heard of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
All right. Last one for this. Now, Jason, okay. This is, when I read you this question, you're going to want to cheer, okay?
Okay.
You're going to want to jump up and down with joy, okay?
Okay. Oh,
all right. Longtime builders are going to, you're going to love this. Okay. Where do the Union Pacific and Central Pacific Railroads link tracks on May 10th, 1869?
Promontory Point.
Oh, it's so great. Oh, what are the chances? What
is so awesome? You, to be fair, Rob, this may be where I learned
that. It might be. From playing this game, it might be why you know that. That's great.
All right. All right.
How are we doing on points? We're tied up?
No, you're still one ahead. So this category is final exam.
Okay, final exam.
So it literally could be
I think this
anything.
Should be our final exam.
Yeah. Well, the first question is super easy for you. You're going to like this. In the United States, you'd pump gasoline. In England, you'd ask for...
petrol.
Yeah, duh, right? Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
What artist painted The Four Freedoms? Pablo Picasso, Norman Rockwell, Paul Gauguin. Yeah, yeah. It's really weirdly spelled.
Yeah. Those are the three?
Yes.
I've got to say Gauguin.
No, Norman Rockwell.
Rockwell, really?
I would not have guessed Rockwell either.
I didn't know that. So that was, straight up guess.
These lines are from what poem? 'Twas Brillig and the Slithy Loves did Gyre and Gimble, and Gyre, G-Y-R-E, and Gimble in the Wab. W-A-B-E. Wow. I mean, I don't think it would matter if you actually knew what those words meant.
Probably be Wabe.
Wabe, sure.
Can you read it again?
Yep. 'Twas Brillig and the Slithy Toves did Gyre and Gimble in the Wabe.
Is it Beowulf?
Nope. That's a good guess, though. Jabberwocky.
That was my second guess.
The only thing I know about Jabberwocky, really, is there's a dance crew.
Yeah. Jabberwocky is interesting. All right. So you need two to tie.
Two to tie, three to win.
Three to win. Okay. Final exam. Yeah.
These could literally be anything. We have no idea.
Right. What is the only state flag that is not a square or a rectangle?
This is really hard.
Yeah.
New Mexico?
Nope. Ohio.
Oh, see? Stupid Ohio.
I did know that. I grew up in Southern Ohio. So
Ohio strikes back.
Yeah. What acronym stands for the International Criminal Police Organization?
International Criminal Police Organization. Interpol.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Last chance. You can do here is tie it up.
So, okay.
Okay. I would not know this one.
Oh, great.
You might, though. You might. Name the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. It's tough.
John Adams?
Nope. John Jay.
Oh, okay. I've heard of John Jay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, there you go. You win by 1 point.
By 1 point. I know one additional piece of
random trivia
trivia than you do.
Well done.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. Hopefully the listeners felt so.
I thought it was fun, and it was stupid. Promontory Point, man.
That was all worth it for that
not,
to come up.
Not in a million years.
I wish you would have gotten that question. Yeah. I probably would have won, because you'd be like, wait, where is it?
No, I remember that now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's
all
great.
All right. Well, okay. We are completely out of
time. Totally
here,
out of time. So I guess going to do our... thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope that you enjoyed that adventure, just like I enjoyed it. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to buildingthegamepodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at podcastbtg. Jason is at JASlingerland, and I'm at poorly_designed. You can like us on Facebook and give us a 5-star review on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. You can call our Google Voice number at 770-TEL-BTG. And you can buy our games. Go to our website, buildingthegamepodcast.com, to get a copy of Water Balloon Washout. And go to thegamecrafter.com, where you can find Finish It, the outrageous storytelling party game, the Rumplebum Academy for bug-based baking, and Treasure Trouble, and don't I have another one on there?
Treasure Trouble.
Oh yeah, and Eight Arms to Hold You. Right. Yeah. There we go. Okay, man. I've got a whole library up there now that everybody should be buying. Come on back next week. Jason, why don't you just read me one final trivia question here, just to send us home. Pick something from one of the categories we didn't do.
Well, that's study hall here.
Study hall.
So, according to Garrison Keillor, this is super easy. What is the town that time forgot decades and decades cannot improve?
It's Lake Wobegon.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Good night.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast. Next time on Building the Game.
And I don't know, are we going to keep score?
Do you want to keep score?
We should keep score.
Let's keep score.
All right. So
how do we want to keep score?
I don't know. We should probably have a piece of paper to write something
on. Okay, I'll grab a piece of paper.
Okay.
You entertain the people,
Rob. Entertaining. I am entertaining the people. It's so fun to be entertaining and to be entertained. I don't know what else.